With talks underway on forming regional governments, the Social Democrat Party is still coming to terms with the fact that although it came first in last weekend's regional elections, it is the Communist Party which is regarded as the real winner. The Social Democrats failed to defend their 2008 victory in all 13 regions, coming first in 9, while the Communists won in 2 and came hard on their heels in most of the others, giving them the chance to drive a hard bargain in regional administration. Daniela Lazarová spoke to Social Democrat deputy Jan Hamáček about the reasons behind the Communist Party's strong showing and what it might signify for the future.
I see several reasons for that. One reason is that the Communists didn't have to make a campaign before the elections. They had excellent campaign managers, actually two of them. One is Peter Nečas and the other one is Miroslav Kalousek. So basically the government did the campaign for them. And the second reason would be very low turnout, which, as far as I know, was in mid-30s, which is fairly low for nationwide elections. The third thing would be, and I could be critical towards my own party, that the Social Democrats were plagued with the scandals. You can name the arrest of our governor in Central Bohemia or the arrest of our deputy governor in Ustia region. So I think that all those three factors combined resulted in the fact that the communists came second.
The communists will now have a greater say in decision-making around the country. Will that be a problem for the Social Democratic Party?
I don't think it would be a problem, provided that we take this as an opportunity and try to come back to the people and convince them that we are the leading force of the opposition and that we are able to learn from our mistakes and deal with issues that trouble us. I think that especially the result of our party in northern Bohemia, I mean Ustia and Liberec, call for very radical action towards our regional party structures, and I think we have to take this opportunity and convince the people that we can get rid of those who are troubling the party.
The outcome of last weekend's regional elections has given the Communist Party a great deal of newfound confidence, I would say. Is there talk in the Social Democratic Party that it may be time to revise the Bohumín resolution on not cooperating with the communists on a government level, or do you feel it is still too early for that?
Obviously, we do have such a debate, and we had it before the election, but the result of the elections has just intensified the debate. And I think we'll carry on with the debate, and we'll come to a conclusion on our party congress, which will be early next year. And I'm convinced that we'll find a solution.
Do you feel that the public is ready for such a step now?
I don't have an answer to that. I guess that people are more ready than they were a couple of years ago. But I still think that we should be very cautious, because especially when it comes to national security and foreign policy, the views of my party and the Communist Party are diverging dramatically, and I don't think we should put these important areas at stake.
Daniela Lazarová was talking there to Social Democrat MP and the manager of the party's election campaign, Jan Hamáček.